Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us right now is Brooke Morse from Minnesota. Brooke is the Lyon County Dairy Princess. And of course, it's beef month this month. And next month, Brooke just told me it's dairy month too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what we're promoting today is dairy, huh?
Of course.
Thanks for coming to the studio, Brooke.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Good. You're wearing your crown and your sash, you're all decked out. You look nice.
Thank you. I really tried today.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Brooke.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brooke Morse, and as Paul said, I am from Minnesota, Minnesota, and I am the current Lyon County Dairy Princess. I currently am a student at South Dakota State University studying ag education with a minor in dairy industry. And at the end of this week, I will be competing to become a finalist for Princess K of the Milky Way and hopefully to become the Princess K in August.
Oh, awesome. You're busy then, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you become Lyon County Dairy Princess?
So my family has been operating a dairy operations for years upon years. And when I was given the opportunity to become a princess, I took that chance right away. And through my field representative and my older sister, Brittany Morse, I was able to become a dairy princess. And I have been since this last summer.
Okay, great. Talk about your family business a little bit. It's pretty important, isn't it?
Oh, yes. So my family has been farming outside of Minnesota for a lot of years, 50 years.
Wow, 50 years, okay.
Yes, yeah, so we raise registered Holsteins, Brown Swiss, Jersey, and some crossbreds. So, yeah.
So you still help with chores then?
Oh, yeah. I do whatever I'm told, and I just, I'm there.
You're there. I know your sister was a princess too, or
yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
So my sister was a Princess K finalist in 2010, where she was able to have her head carved out of butter, and we're hoping to hopefully have a butter head of myself as well.
Oh, yeah. I think I've visited with Brittany many times over the years, and I know she has a big butter head in the freezer, right?
Yes.
It's still in the freezer?
Okay. Yep.
And you want one too, huh?
I really do.
Okay. Yeah, so you do chores every day when you're home, or?
Well, this morning I got a wake-up call to go and wash pails for our dairy goat operation, so I also got told that I was supposed to go milk cows this morning, but I got out of that for doing other chores.
But I'm sure you've milked cows for many years, huh?
Oh, yes.
How has the dairy farm changed over the years, Brooke?
So our family is currently in tie stall barns, but we're making plans to upgrade our farm to what other farms are currently doing. So our operation, we're trying to do robots in a couple of years.
Okay.
So instead of doing the tie stall where you have to manually move the machine, the cows will go in and be milked by robot instead.
Oh, wow. So. And you say that with a big smile on your face, right?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Hey, before we continue, I want to congratulate you. I found out you just got engaged.
Yes, I did.
That's exciting, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
So who's the lucky guy then?
His name is Tyler Searing, and he is from Granite Falls.
Okay. And you set a wedding date yet?
August 3rd of next year.
August 3rd of next year. So you got a whole year of planning.
Oh, yes.
That'll be great. Well, congratulations with that.
Thank you.
So you're here to promote dairy.
Of course, okay. I am.
Then my obvious question is, what's your favorite dairy product then?
So my go-to is ice cream, but unfortunately I'm lactose intolerant, so that's not always the best option for me. So another really good dairy product is cheese, which lactose intolerant people are able to digest hard cheeses. Cheese is a great alternative for those who are lactose intolerant but can't drink milk. Cheese is a great way to get that into your daily diet.
Okay. Are there lactose intolerant products that you can have?
Well, I mentioned, there's hard cheeses that you can digest. Okay. But me personally, I drink Lactaid, which is a milk that has a lactase enzyme in it. So my body is able to digest that, and it works out.
That's right. Of course, dairy products are more than milk and ice cream,
yes.
Cheese, what else?
There's yogurt, sour cream.
Sour cream. Yeah. I never think of sour cream when I think of dairy.
Oh, cottage cheese as well.
Oh, cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese. Cottage cheese and
peaches. Butter.
And butter, of course. Got to remember the butterhead, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, I love cottage cheese. I always have pears with cottage cheese or peaches and cottage cheese together. Mm-hmm. So, When I was young, my mom used to make me eat cottage cheese. No, didn't like it.
Yeah, no.
Now I love it. So dairy products. Talk a little bit more about your job responsibility as Lyon County Dairy Princess.
So what I do is I travel across the county of Lyon County, and what I prefer to do is I like doing visits with elementary schools or in libraries. Okay. Where I can talk to those younger kids about dairy products and the importance of why you need that in your daily diet and why we need cows to produce the products that make us stronger and are healthier for us.
That's right. There's not a lot of dairy farms left, is there?
No, which is really, really sad.
It is. It's sad. Used to be just about every farm had a few cows at least, didn't they, back in the day? Back in my day, anyway. So what's the plans from here, then?
So after I graduate from South Dakota State in 2026, I plan to become an ag teacher in hopefully Granite Falls.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes. Yeah, after you get married, I suppose.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, and they need ag teachers here, don't they?
I have been told by many people that as soon as I graduate, I have a job waiting for me.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. You're involved with FFA, I would guess.
Yes. No,
you're involved with the bunny. Talk about the rabbit scene there.
So with rabbits, our family owns Dutch, Jersey Woolies, and Mini Lops. And this summer, I'll be also showing those at the Yellow Medicine County Fair, along with my dairy cows, dairy goats, and my new project of chickens.
Chickens? Getting into chickens now?
Oh, yes.
You're not busy enough?
I guess not. My older brother, Greedy, said, "Brooke, you're showing chickens." And I said, "Okay, I'm there."
Go for it, right?
Yes.
I think that's where we met at the Yellow Medicine County Fair, didn't we?
Yes.
Yep. And so you get down to the state fair, what happens?
So if I am to become a Princess K finalist, the night before the fair starts, we have a coronation where myself, hopefully, and 9 other individual girls will be competing to hopefully get crowned Princess K of the Milky Way. And this year is the 70th.
Oh, the 70th year.
Yes.
I know, that's a big thing at the state fair, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
You get put in. I think I talked to your sister Brittany about this because she got put in the refrigerator or whatever they call it.
And she got her head carved out of butter.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that I can do that this year as well.
That'd be kind of a record, wouldn't it? Two sisters ever been carved by butter? Oh, there have been. Okay.
So this other girl who I know is running this year, her mother and her sister were also butterheads. So it's very common for families to continue the tradition.
Oh, there you go. So, well, let's hope that continues the Morse tradition.
I really hope so.
What do you like about being Dairy Princess?
I love that I get to talk to people within the community about the importance of dairy and dairy products, because I feel that those who are inner city kids can be very confused and have the wrong impression of the dairy industry. And I feel that being able to talk to them about the true facts about the dairy industry and the importance is going to lead us to a better future.
Oh, that's well said. Well said, Brooke.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah. You do a great job. So, anything else we should talk about before I let you go?
I just have judging this Friday and Saturday. So.
Judging? Where, what do you mean, judging?
So, this weekend, I will be judged on I have an introduction to the judges.
Okay.
And then I have a speech I have to give. And I also have a mock media this weekend. And then they announce Princess K on Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Princess K Facebook page.
Oh, wow. So where's this happening at? Where do you do this at?
I'm heading to the cities on Friday.
Okay.
So.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
That's exciting. And if you become Princess Way of the Milky Way, you come back to the studios here.
Of course I will.
All right, Brooke, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Brooke Morris from Mineota. Brooke is the Lyon County Dairy Princess and looking to be Princess K of the Milky Way, right?
Oh, yes.
All right.